All right, we've had a big notable musical death
hit the theme expo.
You don't hit a theme for a death. Just tell us who it is and let's pay tribute. You have blown three of these in a row. This theme never gets old. Fanfare, I guess. It's not a theme, is it? God, could you just do one death and do it well? It has nothing to do with it.
Yes, you may remember this song. Dead at the age of 62 is Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees.
It has nothing to do with this song.
Well, this is the song we play whenever anybody dies.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we did.
We only did it when you screwed up.
We did it for, what's your name?
Dionne Warwick? Donna Summer.
Donna Summer, there you go. Right. This is, of course, Gloria Gaynor singing a tribute to Donna Summer and Robin Gibb. Robin Gibb, with his death...
Play some Bee Gees.
With his death, we now only have one Gibb standing.
It's Bay City Rollers, isn't it?
I thought it was Bay City Rollers. What are you playing, Jer?
What is this?
What you asked for.
I didn't ask for this.
You asked for Bee Gees.
Oh. This is Bay City Rollers.
Idiot.
What is he doing to me? Okay, this is him sabotaging. There you go.
Bee Gees were greatness.
See, I think they were greatness, too. Robin Gibb, dead at the age of 62. He was battling colon and liver cancer. And he and his twin brother, Maurice, they had all kinds of colon issues.
Really?
Yeah, they both suffered from twisted intestines. And that's what Maurice died from back in 1953. I mean, 1953. Back when he was 53.
That's what a lot of dogs die of.
Twisted intestines?
Yeah. No, maybe it's a twisted stomach. Never mind. Unrelated.
What, dog deaths and Bee Gees?
Yeah.
And, of course, Andy Gibb died...
Sure, jeez.
Apologize, that was a misfire.
Andy Gibb died at the age of 30, but I think his colon was great.
He was only 30?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had heart failure. He had
due to mammoth drug use.
He abused the cocaine.
Yeah. Great song.
So, was one of the Gibb brothers more the lead singer?
Yes. The one that lives.
Really?
Yes. The great Barry Gibb.
That's so him there.
On Saturday Night Live when they do the... Is it the Barry Gibb talk show?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's the lead guy.
Yeah, he's talking it up.
God, that's a funny, funny skit. I love that bit.
I love this part right here. Turn that up. Man, that's genius.
It bothered me as a kid that they sang so high and they were men.
So I guess it never really bothered me.
It's a style. Yeah. It's falsetta.
Maybe that's why I was a Neil Young fan. It just never bothered me.
Well, his wasn't falsetta. I don't know what he was. He was your Muppet. Yeah.
Look out, Mama. There's a white boat coming up the river.
They sold over 100 million albums. They had six consecutive number one singles from 1977 to 1979. Of course, that Stayin' Alive record was ridiculous. That had that was the track to Saturday Night Fever, I guess. They had You Should Be Dancing, How Deep Is Your Love.
Great song.
Yes.
I think my first slow dance was this song in eighth grade. Tina Logan.
I think my first sexual congress was to this song.
I don't want to hear about that.
Did you get to second base with Tina Logan?
No.
Logan Take a Run?
No.
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive is a great song.
Mm-hmm. Is How Deep Is Your Love the best song of these?
So far.
Night Fever. That one kind of threw me.
Oh. This just reminds me of 70s cheese. This part does.
The Saturday Night Fever movie, didn't it just creep you out?
Yes.
You just knew all their nether regions were overgrown with pheromone trapping scent lockers. This biggest selling album of all time until it was overtaken by
Thriller.
Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Then they had a follow-up album in 1979, Spirits Having Flown, and that produced three more number one singles, Too Much Heaven.
Nobody What a thrashing.
Sounds good to me.
The part at the end.
When that was when
he was doing that part.
I don't know, a gust of wind got him and kind of was taking him up a little bit. Find Too Much Heaven. It can't be like that. It can't be as bad as we remember.
It wasn't until the end of the song. Somebody got goosed.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, what else is on that one?
Robin Gibb.
Oh, it's okay
Robin
to laugh. Gibb,
is taking a dirt nap.
That's part of celebrating their life, right?
You know, laughing at his death.
Not laughing at his death, or laughing that we're talking having fun, no?
Obviously. All right, I guess we couldn't
I'm
find
celebrating
too much
life. I don't know about you guys.
We also had Tragedy.
Tragedy! What's coming? You gotta go out, it's Tragedy!
Oh, I love this song. Great song.
What is this?
Tragedy.
Oh, yeah. Always creep me out. So much of my childhood just creeped me out. I was permanently creeped out by the world. I was permanently unsettled. Good bass here.
Listen to this falsetto. Got stuck.
It's ribby.
Greatness, though.
What are you doing?
Hoes and hoes.
So ribby. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
God, what are these guys doing these days? We got to get them on.
Shut up.
No, Robin was never knighted, but he was made commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire.
That sounds like something that
Bill and Ted,
yeah, or Wayne would give you.
Oh, here you go.
What's this?
Oh, come on, baby. Just come lay down right here.
Oh, gross. That's so gross.
Just feel my fingers work over your body.
You're a creep. That's so gross. That's not till the end. Do birthdays and then we'll hear the scream
right,
part
so
at the end.
It is strange, though, that now there's only Barry living. Arguably the most important BG is still alive. And as Craig,
are you saying he designed it that way?
I'm just saying somebody needs to look into the closet of bloody weapons that Barry has at his home.
I like it.
Three people died on Everest, and we're going to talk about that at 8:15.
Yep.
Wrong. My birthday. Mark Zuckerberg got married one day after that IPO.
You think he got a prenup?
I think he said, hey, whatever was mine before, you know, that's my property there. And from here on, yes, he had to get a post-nup, prenup, whatever.
He's been dating that girl 9 years.
Pretty admirable, right?
Yeah.
He could have been tearing up everyone on Facebook. I thought that's why he designed it, just to have your choice of the women on there. But anyway, birthdays today. Some kind of Van Halen news. They postponed 31 concert dates.
Awful. Not Dallas, though, right? Still on for Dallas.
Ron Isley of the Isley Brothers is 71. You will never find a greater collection of scum and villainy.
Yes.
Than at Ron Isley. No?
I see what you did there.
Thank you, Jer.
I don't.
Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica is 67. Leo Sayer is 64. Remember his one song?
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. I love you more than I can say. I love you twice as much tomorrow. Oh, oh, I love you more. Ah, ah, ah.
Al Franken, 61. Mr. T has made it to 60. Remember, he's battled the cancer, I think, for many years. Judge Reinhold is 55 from the Supreme Court. Rapper Havoc of Mobb Deep is 38. Ricky Williams is 35. And he completely redefined the role of running back, as he promised.
Not really.
Dave Wannstedt is 60 years of age, and he had his tonsils removed with a pair of pliers when he was 8.
I don't think so.
And Josh Hamilton is 31.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Okay.
Thank you. That is Muse in the News. Are we close?
Semi-close.
Let's see if you can isolate it here during this break.
Uh-oh. He's taking off.
Coming up next, we'll talk about the weekend at the Nelson.